Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas daf Lamed Aleph. We are starting Lamed Amud Beis, three lines up from the bottom, the middle of the line with the words Rabbi Yossi. And in the Vilna Tzurus daf, it's Chaf Amud Beis, eight lines up from the bottom, near the end of the line with the same words, Rabbi Yossi. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Mars Miriam Zara, Basab Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now the Gemara brought a number of stories with late son and people that made mockery of something and how it did not end up too well for them. So we have another story. Rabbi Yossi Katzalk Lahacha, when Rabbi Yossi went up to here, meaning when he came to Eretz Yisrael, also Sapper, he went to take a haircut right when he arrived, and then he wanted to bathe in the hot springs of Tveria. That would take away a lot of the stress and the pain of the journey. So on his way there, a certain mocker, a certain jokester met him and gave him a smack on the back of the neck. Now after this fellow hit Rabbi Yossi on the back of the neck, on the top, he told him, the neck of this person is still soft, meaning your neck is still soft and you should really go to the baths to try to make it stronger. So now this Leitz walked away and Rabbi Yossi went into the bathhouse. Now at that time, there was a very important judge sitting, and he was judging a certain robber. So his late of hours went to go watch the court proceedings, and he was laughing to himself. He wasn't laughing about what was going on in the court case, he was just laughing about what he did to Rav Yossi. Normally, this judge told the robber, who was with you? So he picked his eyes up, and he saw that this late over here was laughing. So he told the judge, that guy who's laughing, he was with me. He's my partner in crime. So Nasbe Vidane, he took him and he judged him. They beat this jokester up, and he ended up admitting Al-Khad Katil regarding someone whom he had once killed. So now both this highway robber and this jokester were condemned to death. When both of them were being brought out, to Inan Tarti Sharyon, they were wearing two sets of chains. Now at this moment, Avad Rabbi Yossi Nafik Mischei, Rabbi Yossi came out of the bathhouse. Amar Le, this Leitz told Rabbi Yossi, Hahu Unkasa Dehavas Rafya. It was his neck which was weak, meaning it turns out that it was really my neck that was weak, not yours. And Ukrashanitsas, it's already been tightened, meaning now I have these chains around my neck. Now, as late, this jokester was telling this to Rav Yossi, admitting that he realizes that he did something wrong and he was getting punished for it. So, Rav Yossi told him, Bish Gad Dehu Gavra, how unfortunate that person is, meaning it's because of your bad fortune it happened, it has nothing to do with me. It's because you're late, that's why this happened to you. Like Save doesn't say in the Pasuk, Va'ata Altislaitsitsu, now don't make mockery, Penyachsaku Maser Sechem, perhaps your restraints are going to get tightened. And something similar, Rav Pinchas, Rav Yirmiyah, B'Shem, Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak says, Kashi Yalitsonis, Leitsonis, mockery is very harsh. Shetchilasa Yisurin. In the beginning, it brings Yisurim, v'sefek Kliya, but at the end, it brings complete destruction. Tchilasa Yisurin, because the pasuk says, va'ato altislaitzitzu, pen yechzeku masrechem. And now, don't make mockery, perhaps restraints are going to be tightened. V'sefek Kliya, but at the end, there's going to be destruction, dechsev, because the very end of that pasuk says, ki chalav necharata shamati me'es Hashem tzvakais al kol ha'aretz, because I've heard about complete destruction from Hashem tzvakais regarding all the land. So we see that Leitzonis brings to complete destruction at the end. And moving on to brand new halacha, halacha test, the Mishnah tells us, Chasan, Imra to Likras is Shema Belayla Rishon. If he would like to say Kriyashma the first night, Kaire, he's allowed to say Kriyashma. And according to this Tano, it's not considered Yuara, it's not considered like he's being haughty or conceited. If he really feels like he could have proper Kavana, no problem, so he could say Kriyashma. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not everyone who wants to take the name is able to take it. Meaning, just because a person wants to get a good name for himself that he's a Chashav person and that he's able to have proper concentration during Kriyashma, even the night of his wedding, just because he wants to be looked at like that, it doesn't mean he's allowed to say Kriyashma. This is considered Yuara, it's considered acting haughty and conceited, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, a chassan is not allowed to say Kriyashma. Now it's important to note that Mefarshim tell us that nowadays, since we don't have proper Kavana, if one wouldn't say Shema the night of their wedding, that would be Gaivadik, because that implies that all year they really do have proper Kavana, and it's only because of their wedding that they can't concentrate properly. So therefore, nowadays, a chassan should be saying Kriyashma his wedding night. I think Mara brings a brisa in support of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tani, we have a brisa called Rav Shu Shal Tsar. Anything which brings about Tsar, brings about pain, call it Alasis Atma Yachid, Aisa. Anyone that wants to make himself a Yachid, an individual in this matter, he could. Talmud Chacham, Aisa. If he wants to act like a Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to do so. So what's this referring to? So for example, the Mishnah Tainus discusses what they would do when there wasn't enough rain. First, they would declare a whole series of fast days, but only for those people that were called Yechidim, distinguished individuals. This refers to people that are good, solid, Yidin, Yirei Shemayim. So a person who wants to act like a Yachid and fast then is allowed to. And when the Gemara says Talmud Chacham, what does that mean? So there's various Menhagim regarding doing work on Tisha B'Av. Some did, some didn't, but the Mishnah says that no matter the minug, a Talmud Chacham doesn't do work. So in this situation also, a person can act like a Talmud Chacham and would be allowed to not do work, and it doesn't look like he's being pretentious, it doesn't look like he's trying to be haughty, like look how chashav I am. And the reason is because he's doing something which causes him tzar. And when he does this, v'tavei lebracha, bracha should come to him, meaning he should be benched for this. However, chol davar shu shel shevach, anything which is going to bring him praise, wow, he's such a chashav guy, not everyone who wants to make himself a yachid or Talmud Chacham is allowed to do this. This refers to, for example, example, saying kriyashma when he's a chasan or wearing clothing which show that he's a very chash of a person. And the only time he's allowed to do this is elam ki minu oisei parnas al tzibur, unless they appointed him as a parnas, as a leader over the tzibur. So even though as an individual, this is not really fitting for him, since he has a position of leadership, he's allowed to act like this. And this is an explanation from Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara brings something similar, but first introduces it. Tani, we have a braisa. Mistalkin letzdadin, a person's allowed to walk on the side of the road, mipnei yesedes drachim, because of the pegs along the way, and during a time where he sinks into the ground, he's even allowed to go into a field which is full of curcumin. Now what's this referring to? So during the winter, when the roads were all muddy, small ditches and holes were formed by people walking. And then when the summer came, this would dry, become rock hard, and these bumps would form somewhat of an obstacle path. And these are called yesedos hadrachim. So when this happened, one was allowed to walk on the side of the road, even if it meant walking in someone else's field that had crops growing. And when it's mishtakea, meaning during the winter, when a person's foot sinks into the ground because of the mud, and it's very difficult to walk like that, so a person can walk on the side of the road, even if he's going to be walking into a field of curcumin, which is more expensive of a crop than just a regular crop. So now that we have this information, Amar Rabbavo says, Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua Shehayu Mahalchin Baderech. There was a story that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were going along the way, and they were walking along the side of the road in someone else's field, but B'nai Yisedes Drachim, because of these Yisedes, these pegs, these uncomfortable obstacles. V'ro'as Rabbi Yehuda M'papas Shehayu Mishtakeya Uba Kenegdon, and they saw the Rabbi Yeshua M'papas, he was sinking into the mud, walking towards them. Amar Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, Mihu Zeh Shemara Atzmai Be'etzba, who is this that's showing himself off with a finger, as if he's pointing to himself with a finger, look how chashev I am, I'm walking in the middle of the street, making myself uncomfortable, even though I technically am allowed to walk on the side of the road. So Amar Lo, he told him, Yehuda M'papas, who it's Yehuda M'papas, should call myself L'shem Shemayim. Everything he does is L'shem Shemayim, so he's allowed to do this. Amar Lo, so responded to him, V'loi Kein Tani, didn't we learn, Kol Davar Shu Shal Shavach, anything which is going to bring praise to a person? Lo Kol Roitza L'asos Atzmai Lamad Alfon Beis on top Yachid Oise. Not everyone that wants to make himself a Yachid can do so, Talmud Chacham Oise. Elam Kein Minu Oise Parnas Al Tzibur. So why is Rabbi Yehuda M'papas acting like this? So Amar Lo, he responded, V'tani, but we learned in that same braisa, Kol Davar Shal Tzar, Kol Roitza L'asos Atzmai Yachid Oise Talmud Chacham Oise. If this has to do with bringing pain upon a person, so then he is allowed to act like a Yachid or a Talmud Chacham, and V'tavay Olav Bracha. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's stepping in this mud. It's very uncomfortable for him, so he's allowed to do so. And Adar Rabba, Tavay Olav Bracha. Now Amar Abzeira, he commented on this, Ubal Chay Deloy Yivaz Achay Ranin. This is as long as he doesn't embarrass others. A person's allowed to do something of Tzar, he's allowed to take it upon himself, act like a Yachid, act like a Talmud Chacham, as long as he's not embarrassing others in the process. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Papas, by acting like this in front of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, who were not acting like this, they were taking the more makel approach. They were walking on the side of the road. That was a potential cause for embarrassment, that he showed that he was greater than them, and that's what Rabbi Gamliel found to be a problem. Now, Dama, we have a similar story. Rav Yosef, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Havu Yosvin, they were sitting, achlin and eating, b'chada min ilin kinishta al yasa, in one of these upper rooms by the shul. Really, the girsa should be alias kinishta, the aliyah of the base knesset. So this wasn't an aliyah, an attic of the shul. It was a room near the shul that was achnasas archim. All the guests from town, they would be able to go into this room and eat. So they were eating in this room. Itas oinse de tloisa, it came time to daven. The kamar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak matzlaya, and Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak got up to daven. Now Amar Leir of Miyasha, Rav Miyasha asked him, Loikein Alfan Rebbe, didn't Rebbe teach us in the Mishnah and Shabbos? Imischilu, if someone started eating a suda in mafsikin, he doesn't have to stop to daven mincha. V'tani Chizki, and Chizki taught, Kol mishu pater midavar vayisehu. Anytime we have someone who's pater from doing something and he does it anyway, nikra hedyet, he's called a simpleton. So why did you stop eating in order to daven? You should have finished eating and then you could have davened. So Amar Leir, he responded to him, V'loi Rav Gamliel hi, isn't that Rav Gamliel's opinion? Rav Gamliel's a das yachid, and the Chachamim argued with Rav Gamliel. Amar Leir, so he told him, Hataninu, we learned in our Mishnah, it's a stam Mishnah. Chasan pater, chasan imroitze. A chasan is pater from saying kriyashma, but if he would like to, he could say kriyashma. And since that's a stam Mishnah, it seems to be that we paskin like that. So it's the same thing. I might be pater from davening right now, but I would like to, so I'm davening. Amar Leir, he responded to him, V'loi Rav Gamliel hi, isn't that Rav Gamliel's opinion? A few Mishnahs ago, Rav Gamliel's Talmidim asked him, how could you as a chasan say kriyashma? You taught us that a chasan is not supposed to say kriyashma. And so now that we have a stam Mishnah saying that if a chasan wants to say kriyashma, he's allowed to, that's not a stam tana, that's not everyone's opinion, that's clearly Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. And he's a das yachid, and it seems to be that we wouldn't paskin like him. So Amar Leir, Rabbi Shmuel responded to him, Yachel ana pasar k'Rabbi Gamliel, you're right, I could explain our Mishnah like Rabbi Gamliel, to Rabbi Gamliel Amar, because Rabbi Gamliel in that previous Mishnah had said, Eini shemei alechem levato imeni malchus shemayim, I'm not going to listen to you to mevato al malchus shemayim even for a moment. So you're right, the Tanakam of our Mishnah is Rabbi Gamliel. However, I still could paskin like him. Why is that? Since it's brought as a stam opinion, and it's not brought with Rabbi Gamliel's name, we could say that this is a valid halachic opinion, and therefore I am able to go like it. Hadr l'chai yikari, mazel tov for finishing the second parak of Maseches Brachas, just like we were zecha to finish this parak together, we should be zecha to finish the entire Maseches together, and of course, all of Yerushalmi together, Everyone should have a wonderful day.